This is Still Standing with Michael Caputo, episode 46. Coming up on today's show, James Comey's IG report and what that means. And where do we go now? All that and more on the way on Still Standing.
No talking points, no spin. It's politics you can't put down. This is Still Standing with Michael Caputo.
Hello and welcome to Still Standing with Michael Caputo. Thanks a lot for waiting around. It's been a couple of weeks since I've done one of these podcasts, of course. This is Michael Caputo. Thanks for listening in. Of course, it was summer. I hope you had a good vacation. I actually didn't have a vacation, but myself, my family, we traveled a lot. I've actually been on the road for 7 weeks. During that time, I was a month in Puerto Rico and then 2 weeks plus in Europe and doing a lot of work. My family was with me in Puerto Rico, had a nice time there. I love Puerto Rico, really enjoyed it. My family was, you know, pool, beach every day, 7 days a week, 4 weeks. What more does a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old have to ask for in this world, right? But I was down there working on Hurricane Maria recovery efforts on the victim side, and things are really, really, upside down in Puerto Rico right now. But I feel pretty upside down about what's going on at a national level as well. And I want to get right into it. I've been watching the results of the Inspector General's investigation into James Comey. And I think it's pretty clear that this confirms for all of us that there is a two-tiered justice system in the United States. Now, that's actually a terrible thing to say about my country. I have been a patriot. I've served in the United States Army Infantry. I have served overseas for my country. I have spoken highly of my country in foreign nations and public speeches. Over and over again, dozens of speeches at universities and government agencies around the world. And I've always said that America was superior, that America's justice system in particular was something that set us apart from most nations. And I was wrong. Maybe I was right at the time. Our justice system seemed to be working in the era of Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, the times, actually under Bill Clinton, it seemed to be working fairly well as well. Of course, a lot of the time I was out of the country watching things from the outside, looking in from foreign countries where I was working and living. And I was so proud of our country. I would tell people that, if you want to learn how to do, how to have a real justice system, how to have a real rule of law, you should look at the United States. I was supportive of United States Agency for International Development programs with the Bar Association and others in places like Russia and other places. I remember speaking to some Bar Association folks in El Salvador back in the 80s, late 80s. I've bought into the fact that America was superior, that America was the shining city on the hill. But when former FBI Director James Comey retained, mishandled, and disseminated certain memos covering his meetings with President Donald Trump, he very clearly violated FBI rules and Justice Department policies, as well as the FBI employment agreement that he signed. And that's according to the department's Inspector General report. I was really disturbed by James Comey's reaction to that. Because, the Inspector General did not recommend prosecution for Comey, which fits into the two-tiered justice system that exists for federal government employees in the United States. High-ranking officials like James Comey, David Petraeus, Hillary Clinton, Leon Panetta, et cetera, et cetera. Each of these people mishandled classified information, and they served no jail time. Meanwhile, other government employees, low-ranking folks, working schlubs, military enlisted people, you look at I don't support what Reality Winner did, but, you know, she leaked a document that was supposedly something that she was doing for the good of the country, which is what James Comey was talking about, which drove his strategy, his tactical assault on the American justice system. You have Terry Albury, Jeffrey Sterling, Stephen Kim, and this guy, John Kirikou, I think he, Kirikou. These people were all put in jail for doing things very similar to what James Comey did. I mean, it's very clear to me and to everyone who read that report, except James Comey, who is smirking about all of this, and it disgusts me. James Comey, he's garbage to me. I mean, James Comey, I can tell you, I have a book coming out in June. There are some things in there. I used to have a different opinion of James Comey, which I go over in this book, and James Comey used to have a different opinion of me. And now I see James Comey as proof positive that there is the system of justice for them and the system of justice for us, you know, for the average schlub on the street, for the working class person. You know, if you're like an NSA whistleblower, you better watch out. You know, you may find yourself crossways with the government. They don't like whistleblowers. In fact, James Comey was really aggressive in prosecuting people who exposed, you know, who broke FBI rules and exposed classified information. He was very aggressive. But Comey himself kind of offered up his own whistleblower defense, didn't he? In this whole thing, if you read the Inspector General's report, you know, it's disgusting to me. I don't know what, you know, what Comey did that's different from anybody else. These people who have been prosecuted and gone to jail. I remember that the Navy ensign who took photos of himself in a submarine was put to jail because of those photos, which apparently happened in a classified area. He certainly meant no harm. He sent his photos to his mom, but he went to jail for mishandling, you know, classified information like that. And then you hear Comey's excuse for doing this. He told the Inspector General that he viewed his own unauthorized disclosure of these memos he was circulating in order to get the Department of Justice to appoint a special prosecutor. He called it one of the most incredible importance to the nation as a whole. He said that he thought that taking action was something I had to do if I love this country and I love the Department of Justice and I love the FBI, he said. See, that's what really disgusts me the most here. The most, because James Comey will tell you that he did this for love of country, and those who believe the other side of the coin believe that, you know, James Comey did it for other reasons. You know, what? You know, why is Hillary Clinton, you know, keeping her emails illegally on a private server? And clearly, you know, if any of us are paying attention, We know that she was trying to conceal some of the operations of the Clinton Foundation, how she was accepting donations from people who had business before the United States government, which was in her purview as Secretary of State. Now, that's terribly illegal. She not only did she do that, she destroyed evidence even after subpoenas were issued. And James Comey's out here, you know, breaking the law just as. Probably not as flagrantly as Hillary Clinton, but he let her off for it. This whole idea, taking action was something I had to do if I love this country, he says, right? This is where I'm really bothered. He obviously is in the top tier of this justice system, and I'm on the bottom. So are you, probably, if you're listening to this. If you've gotten 9 minutes into my podcast and you haven't thrown your iPhone against the wall in frustration with my opinion of things, you're in the second tier. You and I don't count like James Comey does. But what James Comey did was illegal, right? And against rules, right? And if you look at the way that they manipulated the FISA court, and we haven't anything coming back on that yet, right? People say that, you know, James Comey's out there flaunting the results of this IG report as if it was vindication. It was not. The IG considered him, said that he was sending a terrible signal to the rank and file of the FBI. And if the FBI director is sending a terrible signal to his rank and file, he's a bad guy. And he's out there saying that we owe him an apology. It's abominable to me. The James Comey, and then you look at Clapper, you look at Brennan, you look at McCabe, you look at each one of these people. They all were doing these things, manipulating the FISA court. You read in the IG report that just came out about Comey that Brennan and Comey and others were conspiring on how to get this bogus fusion FBI dossier into the mainstream press discussion. They were talking about how to get that. And one of the reasons why they decided it was important to brief the president on this salacious and unproven dossier was that it gave them some of the legitimacy they needed to tell reporters that the president was, in fact, briefed on this. And therefore, it's news, right? Some of what Comey was doing and Brennan were doing, they were all doing things that were incorrect and probably broke the law. But they think what they did was patriotic. They think that what they did had to be done because I love this country. And here's the matter of fact of all of it, ladies and gentlemen. James Comey, Brennan, Clapper, all these people who basically manipulated the justice system, who weaponized the national security agencies of the United States, all of them, Obama himself, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think Barack Obama himself is behind this thing, then you're just stupid. None of these people, Brennan would not have done what he did. James Comey would not have done what he did. These people would not have done what they did unless they knew that they had the support of the president of the United States and Barack Obama. But they all did it because they're patriotic, right? I broke the law because it was the right thing to do, Taking action was something I had to do if I love this country and I love the Department of Justice and I love the FBI, so I broke it. How ridiculous is that? Do they expect me to believe that they're more patriotic than me because they opposed Donald Trump? They had to stop Donald Trump at any cost, and that included leaking information and lying like James Comey did, and the manipulation of the national security apparatus and the justice system in order to rationalize and make it legal to spy upon the Republican candidate for president of the United States. Now, each one of these people, some of them I've talked in the green rooms at CNN and MSNBC, others I've watched them talk about this, they all ride with their nose in the air above all of us. Donald Trump was the end of all things. And I had to do something. Taking action was something I had to do if I love this country. Because Donald Trump was beneath contempt. He's someone that I could not bear being the president of the United States. Well, you know what? Screw you. We won, you lost, take a walk. But in case you didn't know, these are patriotic people who couldn't bear it, could not leave the levers of power to a man like Donald Icky Trump. So if you're telling me that James Comey is still in for a world of hurt, I think you're smoking something. I think this Comey IG report, I've sat on it now, my opinion, I haven't gone on television, I've been invited on TV over and over again, I haven't done it, and I've got to tell you, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed in this nation. Deeply. And I think the IG report on Comey is another indication that there's a two-tier justice system. Any other person, especially someone of lower rank, would have been prosecuted. You know they would have. James Comey got off scot-free because he is in the top tier of the two-tier justice system. Now, what makes us different from Russia, from Ukraine, from Georgia, from any of these emerging democracies, some of them failing miserably as democratic examples? What makes us so different from them? They have a two-tier justice system. It's what we preach against from our embassies in each of these nations. When we fly over members of the Bar Association, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, to give seminars on the rule of law, our rule of law is just like theirs. Stop exporting our type of justice, because it is not superior to theirs. That's where I'm at on this thing. I've got a little bit more to say about it. I want to take a break here real quick and get a glass of water. I'm very upset, and I've got more to say. Still standing.
Please remain standing. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Still Standing. That's stillstandingpodcast.com. I'm Michael Caputo. Thanks a lot for sticking around. And for your support, too. I really appreciate it. Stillstandingpodcast.com. Give me a thumbs up interview on any of the platforms, Stitcher, etc., iTunes, whatever. I really appreciate it. I love the support we're getting at patreon.com from people like we call these our executive producers, people who actually put money into this, and it's really important to us, and I truly appreciate it. Executive producers like John Seifert, Henry Wotazik, Sonia Carlin, Susan Havey, Darcy Swenson, George Noonan, Thomas Fulton. Thomas, thanks a lot. Stephen Flaminio, Daniel Markey, Samantha Lynn, Jack Bromwich, Jordan Gostomsky, Brian Pesdursky, Susan Stevens, Patty Freeling, Bill Grant, Greg Mungbach, my old pal Mark Berry, Gary Stokes, Rachel and Julie, all my executive producers, thank you so much for supporting and for holding off while I've been on vacation. Well, not vacation, been traveling and taking a break from the podcast. You know, when you're 10 time zones forward, getting a podcast done used to be very difficult, but I have no excuse nowadays. You do it on your iPhone with an external microphone and it sounds perfect. But I took a break. I took a break because I see what's coming. I see what's coming and I'm fundamentally disappointed. I don't blame the President of the United States, although maybe he could do more, but I think the President of the United States is fundamentally disappointed too. I see what's coming. Nothing is coming. Nothing. Nothing. James Comey's not going to get even a slap on the wrist. McCabe, nothing. Brennan, who might have been the mastermind of all this Russia hoax in order to stop the Republican candidate for president? Nothing. Clapper, who certainly over the DNI's, I'm sorry, the DNI's office was, you know, messing around with things. I mean, I think that Clapper had Hillary Clinton's emails the whole time. I think he still does. I think that the office of the, you know, director of national intelligence had Hillary Clinton's emails that were everybody with, you know, said were missing, the 30,000. I believe they had them all along. Each one of these people, Susan Rice, who I believe unmasked me, you know, they abuse my rights. They abuse my God-given constitutional rights to privacy and otherwise. Over and over again, I'm finding out now that I'm writing a book, it's due out in 2020, I'm starting to understand that the surveillance on me and on my family and on my extended family was more fundamental than I knew. You know, MC trucks, MC catcher trucks, as they call them, followed me all the way to an Adirondack vacation. I don't even think it's really over, and I know that sounds paranoid. But, you know, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, right? I believe it's a kind of a post-traumatic stress of some sorts after being after being surveilled for probably 2 years, you start feeling like you've been surveilled. You're being surveilled now. Can you imagine? That's me as a witness, a marginal witness, someone who spent over $300,000 on legal costs. Can you imagine the post-traumatic stress that Roger Stone's going to feel, that General Flynn's going to feel, that Paul Manafort's going to feel, that, you know, I mean, even J.D. Gordon, Carter Page, my God, Carter Page was basically, they were going through his laundry basket. All of these people had their rights abused. I did too. I mean, I understand now that the FBI really wanted me, the special counsel really wanted me, because they wanted these charges from starting at Manafort down to Stone, down to Gates, to cascade down to me, because I was in that, let's say, vertical over at the Trump campaign. They wanted me badly and they couldn't get me. And I'm writing about it now in my book, which will come out in the spring. It's hard to do. It's upsetting for me to write this because it's a self-examination. I'm starting to remember some things, and things that I should have remembered, things that they were doing that I now know they were doing. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, none of these people are going to have anything happen to them. I think what they did to me, what they did to Roger, what they did to Paul, what they did to even Gates, J.D. Gordon, and especially Carter Page, I think what they did to Carter Page, they've done to other people. We're going to find that out, that Carter Page wasn't the only FISA warrant. Look what they did to George Papadopoulos. Think whatever you will about George Papadopoulos. His country failed him. And these people who failed us also broke the law. They broke the law. If I did what they did, I'd be in jail right now. And when I saw the Comey IG report, I knew. And you should know too. Nothing is going to happen to these people. It's sad. You know, I listened to Devin Nunes, who I have a lot of respect for. You know, John Solomon, others. You know, things are coming, etc. You know, people who know the truth, like Devin Nunes and others, they should be hopeful, I guess, because they want their country to be exactly what they expected her to be. I really respect Devin Nunes. And if you're a supporter of President Donald Trump, you should respect Devin Nunes, too. Do you see what he's doing now? He is suing Fusion GPS, I guess, and as well as some progressive group that was attacking him. Because these groups feel like they can just go ahead and get information from liars like Fusion FBI, call it, you know, Fusion GPS, but Fusion FBI, because the Fusion GPS and the FBI were one and the same here. I mean, let's just face it, they kept it in the family, the Orr family. But, you know, Nunes is actually suing Fusion FBI and this progressive group that attacked him, tried to ridicule him, tried to destroy him with BS information. He's suing him. And, you know, God bless him. I don't have the money to sue these people. They've wiped me out. You know, I still got a $40,000 balance on my legal fees right now that I can't pay because freaking Larry Klayman is out there suing me for $24 million for nothing. Larry. This is so disheartening to watch James Comey get a report that he felt he could sneer about. I think he would have sneered about anything. I think he's a walking sneer. Just like McCabe. Just like Strzok. Like all these other people who broke the law. Yet they're on the right tier. Peter Strzok, nothing's going to happen to him. Nothing's going to happen to Lisa Page. We know what these people were doing. They were doing everything they could in their power, skirting the edges of the law, pushing the boundaries of the law, probably breaking laws here and there because they pushed a little too hard and it cracked. Maybe they didn't compound fracture these laws, but they certainly hairline fractured them because they knew how far they could go and manipulate the national security apparatus, to weaponize the national security apparatus, to spy upon the Republican candidate for president of the United States. And they're going to walk away. I served in the 25th Infantry Division. enlisted man. I went in right after high school. I served my country overseas, the federal government, and on programs. Then places that weren't so nice, by the way. Pretty crappy existence. I did it because I love my country. I love my country. And I can't love what's going on. So my wife, who's from Ukraine, I met her when I was working on an election over there. 10 years ago, we got married. A couple of kids, you know. I remember February 20th, 2017, I watched her raise her hand and say the oath and become a citizen of the United States. We stood outside the federal building in Buffalo, New York, and she waved a little red, white, and blue flag, celebrating the fact that now she's an American citizen. Forswore her own citizenship of Ukraine. Ukraine, my friends, is, you know, Ukrainians, their blood is blue and yellow. It's hard for someone like my wife to swear an oath to another nation. But she did it. She did it for me, but she did it for herself. She did it for her children. She wanted them to grow up in what she considered to be an exemplary, a better country, the shining city on the hill. And it doesn't exist. 30 days after my wife raised her hand and swore an oath to this nation, the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, I had a hearing with James Comey where they discussed my wife on live television. Jackie Smear of California, the representative from California on the House Intelligence Committee, brought up my wife on live television 30 days after she became a citizen and made her sound like some kind of international spy. And ever since then, our lives have been in the toilet. My wife and I are now talking about whether or not we should even stay in this country. Because if Comey, Brennan, Clapper, all, you know, Strzok, Page, Orr, for God's sake, and Glenn Simpson from Fusion FBI, if all these people walk away scot-free, we're never coming back. And here's another thing I'm going to tell you right now. 20 minutes, 25 minutes into my podcast. I will not work on the Trump reelection. I haven't been asked. It's not like they're coming after me to chase me down and beg me to come. You know, plenty of people want to do this stuff. I'm not working on the Trump reelection, not because I don't believe in the President of the United States. I do. I defend him every day. But I cannot afford it, and neither can you, because this gambit of politically inspiring, politically commissioning a national security investigation into a candidate for president and his staff and close colleagues like myself, that is never going to stop. If you work for the president's reelection campaign in 2020, you better get legal indemnification. Because if you don't, the same thing that happened to me is going to happen to you. $300,000 in legal fees, going to wipe you out. Get yourself legally indemnified. If the campaign doesn't offer it to you, spend the $3,000 it costs and get insured for this kind of crap. Because this is what's going to happen from here forward. From now on, Republicans are going to be investigated by federal agencies that are commissioned to do so by Democrats who get information from Russia, put it into a dossier written by a washed-up British intelligence agent who, by the way, served in Russia when I was there. I knew the guy. Washed up. Doesn't know anybody in Russia. Somehow or other, he comes up with this dossier of accusations against Trump. None of it true. And that is the basis of a wide-ranging, expansive investigation that crushes us. It's going to crush you if you work on the 2020 campaign. It's going to crush you. You're going to be crushed. So get indemnified. If not, go ahead and indemnify yourself. Spend the $3,000 on the insurance policy. Because what they do is basically they guarantee legal representation if something like this happens to you. I didn't have that insurance. I used to. God bless it. I wish I kept it. But get yourself legally indemnified because they're going to come for you. If they do this, very clearly politically commission an investigation to destroy the Republican candidate for president and then to try to run that president out of office, then they will do it again. If they get away with it like they did in the Comey IG report, they will do it again. They will do it again. Now, I know A.G. Barr has said that this is really upsetting to him and it's, you know, raised his eyebrow and he's, you know, he's taken notice. This investigation is looking a little bit hinky, right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've lost faith. I know that's awful. How do I explain that to my children? I've lost faith in the United States. How do I explain that to them? So where do you go if you can't live in freedom in the United States? Because freedom does not exist here. If this happens, if all these people can manipulate the national security apparatus to weaponize it against their political opponents, then we don't live in freedom. There's no stretch of the imagination that will tell me we do live in freedom. What happened to me will happen to you, will happen to your brother, happen to your sister, happen to your dad, happen to your mom, happen to your kids, happen to your grandkids. So where do we go? Canada? Where do we go? Can't go to Abaco. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I know that sounds really negative, and I apologize for that. And but it's been on my mind, and ever since the Comey thing came down with the IG and the sneering tweets he put out, God, I would love to catch him in a dark alley. What James Comey did to my family with his bogus investigations, manipulated and inspired by their patriotism. Remember what he said, ladies and gentlemen? Taking action, it was an incredible importance to the nation as a whole. As a whole, not to me. As a whole, to the nation as a whole. Because I know, because I'm James Comey, and I know better. You don't know, I know. It was incredibly important. I knew it was. Why? Because I'm a patriot. Taking action was something I had to do because I love this country and I love the Department of Justice and I love the FBI, so I broke it. He will not be punished, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody tells you it's not over for James Comey yet, laugh at him and start looking for another place to live, because the country we once knew, it's gone. Michael Caputo, for still standing. I'm going to be more regular on this podcast on a weekly basis from here forward, I promise. Lots going on in my life. Lots going on in yours. Lots going on the election trail. I'll be covering the campaign, 2020, other issues. But I really had to get that off my chest. The James Comey IG report was a sign that we, as a nation, have found our end.